This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And we're joined now by the remarkable Stephen Maitland Lewis. It's been a few years, but he's been a guest with us a few times before, award-winning author, attorney, former international investment banker. He's held senior executive positions in London, Kuwait, and on Wall Street. He lives in Beverly Hills and also has a place in New Orleans. He's a jazz aficionado, and his all-time hero is Louis Armstrong. Stephen's a trustee of the Louis Armstrong House Museum in New York, and he is an accomplished writer. He has a new book, Duped, but Emeralds Never Fade was one of the books that we discussed with him before. It won the 2012 Benjamin Franklin Award for Historical Fiction and the 2011 Written Arts Award for Best Fiction. And good morning to you, Stephen Maitland Lewis.
Good morning, Jim. It's nice to talk with you again.
I miss you. Where are you today?
I'm here at home in Beverly Hills. It's sunny but chilly.
But it's always beautiful in Southern California. And these have been difficult times for our friend. And before we get to his latest work, you lost your beautiful bride, who was one of the early COVID victims, and it was not a... and it never is pleasant, but, I mean, she really fought it bitterly trying to stay going, but it ultimately caught up with her.
It certainly did. She went in the hospital on April 12th and died there on June the 28th.
So,
and went through various procedures. It was a tough time.
2.5 months, and because of the nature of this disease, you were really not allowed to see her, I guess.
Not until the last week. And by the time I saw her, about June 21st, 22nd, probably because of the effects of the long stay on the ventilator, I don't know, but she didn't recognize me. There was no recognition. She didn't know that I was in the room.
Well, not only have we lost 250,000 Americans to this dread disease, the way people go is so horrible, and the toll it takes on loved ones, this is almost incalculable as far as what it's done to our society at large.
Yeah, I mean, the number, people speak of the number of 250,000, but if they would relate that also to the size of a large town or small city, I mean, it's a wipeout. I mean, it's a horrifying situation. And there are people here in my own locality who really ignore the advice or even the city ordinances about wearing masks and social distancing. And I saw online the other day, I don't know whether it's this weekend or last weekend, a swingers convention in New Orleans.
Oh, my goodness.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
A swingers convention.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. In the age of COVID.
Exactly. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, that might be a new book, but right now, Stephen Maitland Lewis is out and about, released today. His latest work, it's called Duped. And it's about a Palm Springs hotelier, Sam Marsh, who has an initial somewhat similar to our guest. And you have been in the hotel business, too, in your life, haven't you?
Exactly. I did buy a hotel in Palm Springs. And it was a folly in as much as it was a lot of fun, but I lost a lot of money. It's not a business for the amateur. It's not, just because one stays in hotels doesn't equip one with the expertise and experience to run one. And, you know, I made a number of mistakes. And the character of Sam Marsh in my book is semi autobiographical.
I would think so.
In many respects. Yeah.
Well, Sam is faced with running out of funds to keep his hotel afloat. He accepts a proposition to join a friend in a Nigerian multi-million-dollar deal, and what Sam forgets is the deals that seem too good to be true often are. And then the story evolves, and he travels to Nigeria to arrange the movement of $37 million to Switzerland, and soon realizes, Sam does, that he's involved in a money laundering scheme, an international game of cat and mouse. So it is a remarkable setup to a story, and Stephen's a great writer. Stephen, tell us about Sam's travails across the globe.
Well, the situation was this. It was in the 90s, and at that time, the scamming that we now are so much more familiar with, at that time, we didn't know much about. And I was lured into a deal which, truthfully, I should have known better. Based upon my prior professional experience as a lawyer and as a banker, I should have smelt a rat. But I didn't. And I was lured into it, tempted by greed and tainted by naivete. And I ended up by going to Nigeria 3 times. And truthfully, I was lucky to get out alive. On one occasion, I was held up at gunpoint. Another occasion, instead of being accommodated, as I was told, I think it was the Sheraton Hotel, at that time, the only decent hotel in Lagos, I was put up under house arrest, basically, and at a guest house. I had no idea where I was. It was a very, very traumatic experience. And stupid me, I didn't go just with the once. I went 3 times, always in the hope that this deal would come off. And then at a certain point, one had to come to the realization that there was no deal. It was a crooked situation. And I got caught up in it. Fortunately, I got out safe and sound, and my losses were merely the expenses. I consider myself lucky. I wrote the book first time around as nonfiction. At that time, I was living in Palm Springs, and my close neighbor was Harold Robbins, the famous author, and he read the book and he said, "Stephen, scrap it. This is not a book for nonfiction. You've got to make this fiction." So I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Absolutely." He said, "I'd give my right hand to put this story. write it as fiction." Well, 20-odd years later, here's the book.
And novel deals with money laundering from Palm Springs to D.C. to Paris and Geneva, and it is largely autobiographical. Sam Marsh is in many ways our guest, Stephen Maitland Lewis, the author. Jay Schwartz is a pretty good writer in his own right, says Stephen delivers a sophisticated, high-stakes international thriller. Be thankful you're a reader and not a character in this haunting tale of desperation, greed, and power. You mentioned Harold Robbins, your neighbor, who, of course, is one of the best-selling authors of all time. He had a big impact on you, didn't he?
He really did. He was a fun guy. He was fun with a capital F from start to finish. Unfortunately, when I met him, he was already quite sick, but he was still extremely lovable and had amazing political insight and world knowledge. And in many respects, he was a man of few words. But when he spoke, each word was a jewel. A very special man.
And he did it over.
And I'm very friendly with his widow today, who lives close by.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned your appreciation, devotion, if you will, to Louis Armstrong. Next to Harold Robbins, a man you never knew. Actually, you did know him. We've talked about it. You were a pen pal. You met him. A man you knew as a child, actually, Louis Armstrong, made a profound impact on you. And what a remarkable story that is about how you wrote to the great Louis Satchmo Armstrong and he responded.
Yeah, it was incredible. I wrote him a letter when I was maybe 11 or 12, something like that, childish letter. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, I received a 4-page response from him in his own handwriting, written whilst he was on a European tour. And I couldn't believe that he would write back to me, especially a four-page letter. And I wrote to thank him for the letter, and then he wrote to thank me for thanking him. And therein lies the roots of what became a pen pal exchange for several years until he died. And the letters were also there were birthday cards, Christmas cards, get well cards, and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
And now Stephen is a jazz aficionado and knows Louis Armstrong music better than anyone, and a board trustee.
No. Ricky Riccardi is the world's number one expert on Louis Armstrong.
All right.
If I may say. Okay. But thank you.
Well,
thank
you know him pretty well. And it's an amazing story, as is Duped, the book out today, the latest novel from this remarkable writer, Stephen Maitland Lewis. Thank you for joining us today, Stephen. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be safe.